You're with SBS Radio.
Moving on to our next story, now let's talk about the man who brought three factories to Ireland and that way saved several dozen of Jews. Marcus Winstom, a Polish-born Jewish businessman who arrived to Ireland via Argentina, is one of the unsung heroes of the Holocaust. During the 1930s, at a time when Ireland was refusing to budge on its policy of not allowing Jewish refugees to settle there, Marcus found a way around Ireland's stringent exclusion policy. He knew that the Irish government was desperate to promote employment in the west of the country, and he learned that the Minister for Trade, Sean Lamez, was actively examining ways of creating new employment opportunities. Marcus' genius lay in finding Jewish-owned businesses to relocate to Ireland. He knew that any new factory built in Ireland would require experts that had to be imported from overseas. In this way, Marcus was able to save dozens of Jews from almost certain death in the Holocaust. Last week, the Israeli newspaper published an article about Marcus Winstom and his story, which created a worldwide attention in the Jewish world. To tell us more about this amazing story, we are now joined by Yael Reshef, who recently found out that Marcus is her great uncle from her dad's side. Hi, Yael.
Hi. Hi, Amit.
Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Day, took place last week on Thursday. One of the most moving stories was about Marcus Winstom, described as the Oscar Schindler of Ireland. Apparently, you've recently found out that he is your great uncle, which is quite amazing. Could you tell us more about how you discovered that fact?
Yes. My father died 3 years ago. He was from Ireland, from Dublin. And I wanted to write a book about him. So before I wrote the book, I opened a little bit on the internet to learn about the Jewish community in Dublin, in Ireland. And
you did the research.
And I asked his brothers, the family, about the family and everything. And I knew that my uncle Marcus was named after my grandfather's brother, Marcus. And then when I went into the YouTube a little bit and I saw a few movies, I discovered a movie that was named Marcus Winstom's Irish Schindler. And I was like, hey, what's this? And it was absolutely amazing to discover this new thing about our family. It was very, very exciting.
How did people around you react to these findings? And what type of comments did you get?
So my family was very, very excited. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing thing to finally discover that there was such a secret in the family that we didn't know, and such a good secret, such an exciting secret, and it's a merit to
how did people
know
around
that somebody
you
in your family saved so many Jews, and one of the Jews, of course, is my grandfather, his brother, and today in Israel, because of my father coming from Dublin, today in Israel we're more than 34 grandchildren here. And you can imagine how this is going to grow. There's lots of shame, and there are going to be generations of generations because of saving one person. It's so exciting.
So now after you made your old new discovery, let's call it this way, would you include it in your dad's book and even push it further to the media?
Definitely, definitely. I would love, first of all, I would love to continue with writing my book and of course, mentioning Marcus is very important in this. And if anybody would like to do a documentary, I think it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story to see how people throughout the Holocaust came to Israel, built Israel, and today, you know, while I'm talking to you, I'm sitting in my garden under the fig tree. Exactly how it says in the Bible, that one day we will sit quietly in Israel and under the fig tree. It's exactly the same words.
How does it change your view of your family life, and what initiative do you have in mind now to help others?
I think for all the survivors, I think it's important for us to ask ourselves today, why are we alive, and what's the purpose of our living? And this is something that I ask myself a lot. Both of my parents died. And for their name, for the name of the people that that are here, I decided that it's important to help people build families. And I know that a lot of people, they want to find their spouse, and it's not easy. And so I opened a group called Chad Plus Chad in Hebrew, One Plus One, Heart to Heart. And this group helps people find their spouse here in Israel. One of the things that we thought of is to actually connect people, Jewish people from all around the world that want to live in Israel. So if there are people from Australia that would like to live in Israel, would like to meet Anglo-Saxon or Israeli people here for marriage, then this is a great opportunity. Today, you know, it's so easy to connect with each other. We don't need letters, you know, and it's so easy. It's you send a message, and in a second it comes over to the other side of the world. And I think the world is so much smaller today, and why not to bring people together in such an easy way? I think that's one of the miracles of today.
Talking about connecting people, have you ever visited Australia?
No, I've never been to Australia. Of course, I went to see my family in England. My whole family lives in England, and my father and mother were the only one who made the Aliyah. So I went to England, and we did shlichut in America, but we've never been in Australia. It's really like kind of like a dream for us to come to Australia.
Yael Reshef, it was great speaking to you. Thank you for your time and the amazing story about your great uncle Markus Wittstum.
Thank you, Amit, and have a great day. sbs.com.au